Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
15-9 was the final score last night on Monday Night Football. Falcons do win. Remember, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still in front of us because they had basically a two-game lead. It's all about number of wins for them, and they're just trying to win out. We obviously are trying to win this division. Now, we do own the tiebreaker. That's the good news. But that only comes into account if we have the same record. So, with that said, last night, Kirk Cousins, 17 throws. 17. Guys, there are high school kids that are going to play for a state championship in Mercedes-Benz on Tuesday and Wednesday that will throw the ball more. 112 yards. These are minuscule numbers. One touchdown, beautiful look. Great toss.
Great design.
Give him credit there. But overall,
that was
Mike,
it.
These were the kind of numbers you expect,
you want to say it,
of a rookie. These are the kind of numbers you expect of a rookie starting for you. Go look at Caleb Williams' numbers over the course of this season. Any rookie that's playing right now, Bo Nix, these are the kind of numbers. And now they've had good games, but like that's the kind of game where you go, all right, rookie's learning, we can live with it. Not a guy that's been in the league 13 years.
No, I mean, as we said, it felt like a preseason game. It looked like a preseason. The crowd, I mean, other than the great job the Falcon fans did, they brought the noise there at Allegiant Field, but there's no juice. And again, guys, we know what we need. Yes, we're 7-7. We got to win. We snapped the losing streak. But we still needed the Chargers to beat the Bucs because we've already blown this division. They've got the easier run now. Now, we've got the Commanders. That's why it's been flexed to a Sunday night game. The Commanders now and us in this wild card hunt. You know, Commanders at times it looked like they were going to blow away the Saints, and the Saints crawl back in it. So, you know, with just slightly better than average but not elite quarterback play, you should be okay with the way the defense has looked at times. All these great weapons. Mooney, right? We talked about him and Mooney had this. Where'd that go? It's gone.
It's gone.
You know, we talked about Pitts. Now, Pitts was in there, but it was all underneath stuff. And then a couple guys, and I thought, by the way, it was last night we were joking around, short show yesterday, because pregame, I said, well, we're getting Chris Fowler and Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick. They did a nice job of keeping it real and really breaking it down. And talking about, here's what, and Zach Robinson basically saying, yeah, we don't really can't do the center because they're not going to be able to protect him in the wide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we know why we're basically doing some, we'll talk more about that stuff in depth. But they were talking about, why don't you do this? I said this to Carl during the commercial break. How about it's just a dump-off pass to Bijan? How about a flare? You know, just get him in space. You know, that would be a big wheel route and left for that to develop. There might not be enough time, but just swing past to Bijan. Let him beat a man one-on-one.
Yeah. And Bijan, by the way, I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise. Maybe it is. It's not to me. I told you guys he's special. 22 carries, 125 yards. Bijan could do this every time, every Sunday, if you allow him to and give him the rock that amount of times. This was protecting Kirk Cousins is why he saw the ball as much as he did last night. Not because that's what they really want to do. Let's just be honest.
Right.
I mean, Tyler Allgeier had 12 carries. So, Mike, you're talking about running the ball, what, 34?
Yeah.
34 times? You are attempting to say, hey, we're just going to keep him out of harm's way by making sure that we continue to hand the ball off. And Bijan produced. I thought he had his best game last night, but it was a factor of them giving him the ball.
Yeah, again, guys, if you only throw it 17 times, I will give you that. There might be a few plays where the receivers are buttoned up by the coverage. Okay, but let's not get into making excuses now. So every time Kirk Cousins drops back, the receivers aren't open? Let's just stop that. They're open. There's a window. You've got to get the ball. The ball needs to come. 1, 2, 3, the ball's out. You can't double clutch it. You can't pull. You watch the shots. They did a great job from the end zone on ESPN last night showing you. Ball needs to be out. It's not out because Cousins has no confidence. He has no. Now, again, whether you call this is a byproduct of some physical thing with the Achilles, either way. To me, if it's 25% physical, 75% mental, he has no confidence. He's not throwing the ball accurately. He's not coming out when it needs to be. He's not seeing open receivers.
No.
He's not processing.
No. Did you say processing?
Processing.
Yeah, he's not. Here is something I want you to hear. As we are all feeling some kind of way today, I want you to hear this audio because Kirk Cousins was asked about whether or not he's afraid. And then she followed up with a really good question. Listen to this.
I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it. You want to know the truth? The truth is I don't want to lose what I got. I don't want to lose what I got.
What's the truth, damn it?
I'm afraid. All right? You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? All right, I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
There it is. It can't be stated any clearer. He's afraid. Now, of course, for those of you who are movie buffs like us, you know that's Rocky III. But the premise is real. Our quarterback is afraid to throw it where it needs to be thrown because he shook, because he's been picked time and time again.
I'm afraid!
And now he's afraid. You know what you can do when you're afraid in life? Nothing. You can't go get the hot, pretty girl. You can't go get the great job. You can't drive the nice car. You won't make the big money. Simply because you're afraid.
I'm afraid!
And that is where he is right now. Mike, I do not know how you get out of that mindset over the next 3 weeks. You guys tell us, 404-726-0929. That is where I'm at with Cousins. It's not about his inability to do this physically. Guys, he threw for 500 yards just mere weeks ago.
He was the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Now you say, well, you should play the Bucs every week. Well, the Bucs have tightened up their ship, okay? And the Bucs, as we said, they're peaking. They just did to the Chargers. We couldn't do that in a million years right now. Our life depended on it. The one thing we can do is run.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
On the football. But, I mean, I just need the coach. Look, and guys, we've asked him week after week, and we asked him three different ways last week. You know, you see it. You know, and these feeble excuses, you know, I will say this. It wasn't like he was demonstrative behind Cousins this time around. He kind of walked it back a little bit since last week.
Well, he knows, Mike.
I mean, everybody knows. Look, I get it.
He knows.
It makes the organization look ridiculous. Okay? There were other options, and you and I said it at the time. And Kirk Cousins was the best available free agent based on his resume. Nobody in God's green earth expected this, but here we are. I'm not saying that it should have ever envisioned. There are other options. If you want to do a one-year audition, you were so sold on Penix. Why do I have to wait 3 years to see Penix? Because that's what made no sense to me. You know, Terry Fontenot told me that Penix was so good they couldn't pass him up. And by the time we finally get to evaluate him, he'll be 3 years into his contract, his rookie deal, based on the original plan.
The original plan.
But, you know, here's the thing for Zach Robinson. He in a million years. You think Zach Robinson expected this? That
no.
Kirk Cousins was going to go off the basically go completely off the rails.
Let's talk about that for a second. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Monday night matchup last night as the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9. And you know, listen, I think as Jim Rome said, we all kind of lost last night. Even if you were rooting for the Falcons to win, and we know we all were, we won. But you turned it off last night. However, you listened or watched it, you kind of just went, huh. Because it didn't feel like, man, we grabbed some momentum right there. We handled business. We beat the hell out of the Raiders. We did what we needed to do. It was like, we're fighting for our lives, guys. They had two chances at the end zone at the end of this game. So here's the thing about what you're talking about with Zach Robinson. I think, Mike, part of the getting the Cousins or acquiring him was that it was going to make his job a lot easier. Zach, being a first-time coordinator, did not have to come in here and everything was on his shoulders. He doesn't have to carry the load when you have a guy like Cousins coming in. That, I think, was the assumption. Now, you're right. I don't think he thought he was getting this. Here's the other part. It's at the end of the season. If this was week two or three, I honestly believe this, guys, and you can call me crazy. I think they'd be looking at this differently if we had gone through a 4 or 5 week stretch right between week two and week seven, and we were still like, okay, wobbling. I think they would be more in tune to make the change. But now that we're at the end of the season and you are on your playoffs are on the line, they're trying to make the best decision, which is still going with the veteran. And I just don't know if that's the decision.
Yeah, and guys, a bunch of folks were asking me from around the country. We were in D.C. talking to our friends in you know, radio that do national shows, and local shows. They're like, what's the locker room? I go, well, everybody loves Cousins. I go, but sooner or later, guys start looking around. And did you see some of the body language on some of the incompletions? I'm not going to name names, but there were certain wide receivers literally looking around like, what the blank is going on here? So Zach Robinson thought, hey, I got a guy who worked in Kevin O'Connell's offense. It's what we're running with the Rams. It's our basic version. And now some of this is starting to make, I guess, make some sense why they don't trust him in the play action, that he's going to get killed. That he's going to get killed over center backing up.
Yep.
That's basically what Lewis Riddick told you last night, or Orlovsky. Nothing has gone like it should since we beat since the Cowboys. The wheels have come off. So can we just please all be adults and recognize it and give the, you know, because the fan base thinks his coaching staff has lost their damn mind, okay? Unless you are literally got your head in the sand. Because what if Penix isn't that good? Well, then they blew it on two counts, okay? If Penix Jr. comes in and can't handle this responsibility, then you blew it twice. End of story. And then you get fired. And we'll start all over again.
Great. That's where I want to be. 404-726-0929. And by the way, Penix is going to get time to figure it out. We don't have that kind of time with Kirk Cousins. That's just where we are. We don't. This is not where we're supposed to be. This is not how we're supposed to be feeling. This is not where he's supposed to be. And again, knowing all of this and owning it is one thing. That's great. I'm glad he's a responsible NFL quarterback who owns the fact that he doesn't play well when other guys shy away from it. I'm glad he does that, but it doesn't change it. It doesn't change that if you're a jerk, you're a jerk just because you own it. So I think at the end of the day, for him, this is the week, Mike, where you go, hey, if I don't play well, what happens? Are there any consequences? Are there any consequences? And I think that's why Coach kind of walked it back last night, Mike, because I think there has to be something in the back of your mind where you go, if I don't play well, there's a chance I might get pulled this week. And I know for some of you it's a day late and a dollar short. I hear you. For us, too, we've been saying this. But we've tried not to press the issue because Coach has been adamant to us in person, face-to-face, looking me in my eye, saying, I'm not changing quarterbacks. What the hell do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Right.
So I'm asking him, and he's saying, I'm not changing quarterbacks. Cool. Let's keep it moving. Let's hope he plays well. Now I've gone through 2 weeks of this. I've seen enough. Last night in the middle of that game, I saw enough. I don't know where you're at, but I know where I'm at. And, Mike, I think you have to have some consequences.
I just feel as a, from a fan base, you feel like this team, you know, who right now thinks we're going to make the playoffs? Yes, I mean, hypothetically, yes, the Buccaneers can lose a game. I mean, we've seen them really right their ship, and they look certainly solid. But, I mean, yes, but you need help now. You've lost control of this. Carl, you had the division record. You had the division sewn up. You're 3 games over .500. You're 6-3, and you've completely blown it. And in the process of this slide, there were a ways to perhaps stop the bleeding. Maybe get a spark, right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a spark. Last night was listless, lifeless football. Defense, special teams, Bijan Robinson, the offensive line moving forward, did a great job. Everything else was a blank show.
Everything else was.
You need the Cowboys to really, and the Cowboys are pretty good now.
They're playing better.
Cooper Rush
They're
is finally
better.
In a rhythm.
Yeah.
We got to all be Cowboy fans, and we got to beat the Commanders. Can't lose any of these games. You guys know that. But you got to have the Cowboys at home beat the Bucs.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.